Initially, Michael Ring's department would have awarded €200,000 through the Village and Town renewal. A lot of work has gone into the project since then in terms of trying to move it forward. And now today, Oudrs na Gaeltachta has approved €98,000 additional monies to ensure that the project moves to the next stage of development. And I would like to acknowledge the role, the critical role played by Donegal County Council to move this forward, but also at a local community level, moving even forward under the stewardship of Noel McBride and his group of committee members have been really proactive. And today's announcement for the board of Oudrs na Gaeltachta and the officials who have been at an executive level, who have been working very closely in this project now for a long period of time, I would like to acknowledge their commitment to this project.
Obviously, as we come out of the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions and we try to move toward a more normalised working environment, areas like Carrigart are going to be crying out for jobs, crying out for investment, crying out for employment. And in terms of timing, this could be very fortuitous to have this new digital hub coming online just when a real economic boost is needed.
Absolutely, and the world has changed now forever in terms of people's new ways of working, and there has been a lot of working from home, but at the same time people will still like to have a place where they can go, so this would be a unique opportunity for people who are working even centrally in Dublin but could spend time at home. And I know there's been a number of people in different sectors who've been pushing this project from day one, and they can see such a great opportunity, and it's balancing number one family life, but also it's getting that regional balance as well. And if you see the likes of Facebook and Google and all these companies now endorsing the fact that people should work from home, there's absolutely no reason why companies should all be located in the capital city. There's great opportunity, and even the lead shown by the likes of Primerica and Optum on our doorstep, where they've done quite a bit of decentralising to places like Buncrana, Donegal Town and to Gidore. So the future is here in terms of what's happened over the last number of years, but certainly COVID has certainly sped up that process to more remote working and ensuring that we keep people working and living in rural areas.